1, 2, 3, 4.
What is the secret to a great business strategy, and can you share from the past with us that worked for you?
Roger, can you give me one more check?
And can you share one from the past that has worked for you?
Okay, now one more from you as well, please.
Check, 1, 2, 3, 4, there George LaMarche, hello.
There we go. All right, guys. George, Roger, whenever you guys are ready, we're rolling.
George, good to see you again.
Great to see you,
Thanks,
Roger.
Thanks for popping into the studio. Let me start with this. What is the legacy that are you take two. George, what is the legacy that you are working so hard to leave for the next generation?
You know, I don't think of it that way myself personally. It's sort of like, a college athlete or a pro athlete. You know, you're kind of going through the motions. You're just working hard. You're showing up every day. You're disciplined. You're committed to the process. And then from that, good things come. But I guess if I think about it, I want to leave a firm that is doing good work for our clients, that is giving back to the community, that's getting good results, that is building the next generation of lawyers that are, you know, effective advocates, smart advocates for our clients.
Which is what you do a great job with. There's no doubt about
Thank
that. What is the secret to a great business strategy, and can you share one from the past with us that worked for you?
I think a great business strategy is to realize what you're good at, do what you're good at, and hire other people to do what you're not good at. When I first started this firm, now over 10 years ago, 13 years ago now, I met with a number of business people, community leaders, just to get advice and guidance, because I'm a lawyer, right? You know, before I started this business, I never saw myself as a business person. And one of the best bits of advice that I got was from my uncle, actually, who had grown a company. He recently sold his company. But he said to me, "So you're going out on your own, and who are you bringing with you?" And I said, "Well, I'm not bringing anybody with me because I'm starting a new business, and I don't know that I can afford to bring anybody with me." And he said, "That's a dumb thing to do. You need to find the best person in your office right now who can do a lot of the things that you can't do, so that you can be freed up to be a good lawyer and a networker and a person who's going to build a brand." And so I followed the advice, and he said, "Oh, and by the way, you need to give her a raise or him a raise, whoever it is." And I said, "Are you crazy? I don't." He said, "Trust me, do it." And it was the best advice that I've ever gotten, because I brought somebody on who basically took care of the office, managed all of the things that I didn't have time to manage, and freed me up to be an effective lawyer and somebody who could grow a business. So I think that's great advice, is if you're starting a business, you're involved in the business world, do what you're good at, free yourself up from the things that you're not good at, and hire the right people to do those jobs.
I love that advice of surrounding yourself with good people. That is at the top of my list.
Absolutely.
George, advice for young people coming through college and trade schools as they enter the workforce.
I would say hard work. I mean, it's kind of cliche, but you know, you do see people who want to just be recognized as great or good or as the best very early on in their careers without putting in all the time, energy, and effort that it takes to get to that point. So I would say if you work hard without the expectation necessarily that the money's going to come, the money will just come. Because employers will see you as somebody who's willing to dive in, get your hands dirty, do whatever it takes to succeed. And I think that's key. If you're the person who's just, you know, your boss is looking for somebody needs something, and you're raising your hand all the time, that you're just putting yourself out there and doing whatever needs to be done to be successful, those are the people that employers love. So if you're coming out of school, you're coming out of, you know, trade school or college, just put yourself out there, work hard. People will recognize that, and you will grow as the result.
What's the key to a successful partnership in business?
You know, for me and Andy, we look at things differently. We do things a little bit differently, but we have a mutual respect for each other and each other's opinion. So I think the key is to communicate, listen to each other, respect and value each other's opinions, and collectively make decisions going forward as to how we want to do things after we take into consideration what the both of us feel about it.
What's the Please share your philosophy about competition, cooperation, and the difference.
Well, I think competition is crucial in business because it makes you better. Like in sports, you know, as a high school, college athlete, you know, when the teams that you're playing against are really, really good, it forces you to raise your game. It forces you to find ways to do things differently. So I think competition in business is crucial. It brings the best out of you. But, you know, living in this and working in this community, you know, some of the people that I quote unquote compete against in for personal injury cases, I don't necessarily see them as competition. And we often share strategies, share ideas, work together, refer cases to each other. So there's so much to be gained from your competition when you're going against them in business or, you know, in a sport. And I think taking advantage of other people in the community that you're competing against, because I think that's how most people view it. You know, there are the few who say, you know, I'm never going to talk to my competition. But there's plenty of business to go around. I just don't look at it that way. You know, we're kind of all in it together and trying to do a good job for our clients and the people in our community.
What's the biggest mistake most clients make when working with their attorney?
Clients don't know what they don't know, and I feel like sometimes clients may be embarrassed to ask questions or feel like, you know, it'll come across as, you know, a silly question or a dumb question. And when we meet with clients, we try to give them the information we think they need, but I would urge clients to ask questions. There's, you know, it's not expected that you're going to know something or you have to know something about the law or the process or how long the case is going to take or what the outcome is going to be or whatever it is, ask the questions. And if you don't feel like you're getting a good answer from your lawyer, maybe it's not the right lawyer. But I feel like, you know, it's important for clients to feel comfortable with their lawyers to ask any question that's on their mind at any time.
Our tagline on the leadership team is business is a sport. What similarities do you see?
I mean, having been a, you know, an athlete in high school and college, so much of what I do in business comes from my experience as an athlete. I think coaching is important, whether, you know, you're on the field or on the court. Yeah, you got to coach. And in business, it's important to surround yourself with people who can give you guidance. There's always going to be competition, whether, you know, it's in a sport or in the business world. That's going to make you better. You need a disciplined approach when you're playing in a sport. You know, the people who succeed are the people who show up every single day, even if you're not feeling great, but you show up and you put your best effort in every single day. It's the same thing with business. So there are so many similarities. I could go on and on about the similarities between business and, you know, sports. Teamwork, you know, your team at the office. It's, you know, the culture on a team in your business or in a sport. There's just so many similarities and parallels between the two that, you know, if you look at it that way, you know, and you're going to be successful. You embrace the challenges like you do in a sport, in the business world. You take them on, you do your best, and, you know, just like you do in a sport.
Perfect. Well done. Anything else we need to add? That was really well done.
Cool.
Yeah.